97.9 The Box. It's the Mad Hatter
Morning Show.
Yes. And we're here in the studio with R&B sensation Pink Swift. So for those who don't know, but your name came pretty organically, right?
Yeah.
So you were just wearing pink sweats.
Just wearing pink sweats.
And somebody told you you should just start calling yourself Pink Sweats.
They didn't even suggest it. They just called me Pink Sweats. And I was like, wow, that's my name now.
Have you ever thought about if you will change it down the line?
Actually, before I came, I was like, damn, it's pretty hot here. I should maybe call myself Pink T-shirt in the summers. You know what I mean?
Okay, so when you started off, you started as a songwriter, right?
Yeah, I started as a songwriter.
Mm-hmm. And then how was your journey from songwriting to now performing? You got 2 EPs out and everything. So what was that like? How did you get from there to there? In a shortened version, so much happened.
I was born, you know.
No, right.
No, but it was just, you know, I was grinding out as a writer, and that was really my only passion at the time. So for me, it was no other. That's all I wanted
raps
to do.
Or songs? What were you writing?
I started out very first writing raps because where I'm from, that's just most common. And then I started like experimenting with like country and pop, and then I would get, you know, opportunities.
Country. What was your first big opportunity that you got?
I don't want to say because I don't want to offend anybody.
Wow.
And then somebody be like, what? So my opportunity wasn't the big one?
Well, name some of your opportunities that you got that helped you break out.
I feel like for me, the best opportunities are the ones that came as Pink Sweats. Like just
that people. You did yourself?
Yeah, because it's like, for me, writing for other people is like customer service. It's like, it is, because you're writing what you think they want to hear or what you think they're going to think is dope. That's you trying to appease them, unless you're lucky enough where somebody just heard a song that you did and it was like, yo, I want that. But usually if you're in a room with an artist, it's like, what I think they like versus like what I actually want
to
do.
So it's hard for you to write for an artist, but for yourself, you can come up with a song how fast?
Like this. But I just write fast in general, but it's still like a little filter where it's like, all right, well, this person want to be cool, so they don't want to say love in the song or this. Like, you know what I mean? People weird. You'd be surprised. You're in a room.
And so how do you write for artists? Like Jasmine right there. She's an artist. If she was your artist, how would you approach her?
You have to know about them. Like,
I would talk to her about herself, about her life. Like, if she's in a relationship, that's
no relationship. She's out there in the streets.
Hot girl summer, having a hot girl summer.
She's broke. Yeah. She has no money.
Oh, yeah, poor,
no
definitely.
No money.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what song you come up with. We told you. Give us a hit.
Wow.
Go.
I'm broke. I have no money.
Who are some of the people that you wrote for, though?
People that I've written with, I would say recently, I got some songs in the tuck. I don't know if I should say, man. It's big.
What you scared to say?
Come on, man. Come on now.
It's big, man. I'll just say shout out to my guys, Chainsmokers, Shawn Mendes.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm going to just speak it into existence. I haven't confirmed with Justin, but Justin Bieber.
Okay. Ooh, that's big. That's real big.
I want to speak that into existence because I love Justin Bieber. He's dope.
Wow. Is there a particular genre you like writing more than the other?
Right now, I feel like I'm definitely more in like a pop.
State of mind.
Yeah.
Is it true that you didn't grow up like on music till you're like 17?
Yeah.
What? So how did you just pick it up so fast? Art of writing, everything.
I don't know. I guess that was just my gift that was given to me by God or whatever.
Were your parents into music?
My mom was a singer, but yeah, she did gospel. Mm-hmm. So, well, she is a singer. So I don't mind. All right, my bad, mom.
Did she have like music out or she sings in the church?
Nah, she's singing in church. She's trying to like put a project together now.
Oh, you going? Ooh, you helping
her? Help your mom?
You know, you already know.
Okay. She's going to have some bangers.
She might be on the album, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doing her thing. I can't remember her Instagram, otherwise I would shout it out. But
what about your dad? He's in the
My
music.
Dad was a pastor. Like, he was into preaching and stuff.
So we're going to hear a sermon on your album from him. Keep it in the family.
A snippet.
No.
From Daddy Sweats.
He created Pink Sweats.
So you got on all the pink. What about your house? Is your house full of pink stuff?
Oh, it is, man. It's crazy. It's dope. Like, I feel like every time people come over, I'm like, yo, you want to see something? I feel like it's MTV Cribs.
Really?
I open up my closets, like, boom. And I go to the other closet. I'm like, oh, look at this. They're like, oh, my God, this is dope.
What's the craziest thing you have in pink?
Wow, that's a good question.
Is your car pink?
I'm actually getting a car that's pink. Yeah, that probably would be the craziest thing. I don't physically have it yet, but I'm ordering it.
So if you got a girlfriend, does she have to wear pink? Do friends have to wear pink?
Not at all.
Okay, does your mom wear pink?
She wants to. Yeah, she does.
Dad?
She wants people to know.
Okay, okay. Trademark.
My dad, I actually don't see my dad that often because he lives in North Carolina, and I've been on the road for like almost a year now.
So you do you go out, so you gonna go to the country?
I used to, but now it's just I don't be having the time. So sometimes like I FaceTime him like every other day though.
What's your theme music? Is the Pink Panther?
No, Outstanding. The Gap Band.
Outstanding. Okay, okay. Okay. That's
my What's one thing that people don't know about you?
Ooh, one thing people don't know about me. I feel like I tell everything. That's probably an issue, huh? I'm too honest sometimes.
What's the last honest thing you said that you, like, I maybe shouldn't have said that to someone?
I was talking about music industry. And I think, I don't remember who the person was, but it was like, probably not the right person to say it to. And I was just like, you know, like, I'm a black artist and, like, people try to box me in. And I'm like, have my little rant. And I was like, I probably shouldn't have said that.
In what ways? Like, in, like, genre-wise?
Yeah. Because, like, I'll be going on rants. Because, like, for me, I'll be like, yo.
It was a rant right now.
No, I don't do it publicly.
Because we follow you.
It's in person.
Right.
And I like to work behind the scenes as far as my efforts to, like, you know, break down certain barriers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I appreciate platforms like this where it's like you guys just appreciate good music.
Right. So,
but that's not everybody, you know what I'm saying?
So when you write, does it just pop to you? You have to jam on you play any instruments? You jam on it?
Yeah.
So you just kind of jam
it's
for
like
a while?
This. Yeah. So Jimbo with the curly fro. No. It's a straight fro Jimbo. Yeah. We rocking with Jimbo. It's just that simple. And I like, yeah. I can like, you Jimbo. Know, enhance it or whatever.
Okay, you got to be your backup.
Jimbo. What? No, I like it. That's my new theme song right there.
Jimbo.
Man, who else has a theme song by Pink Sweat? That's me, right?
You just got dubbed.
Yeah, you know, I write songs not as successful as you, but usually they just
come. Obviously.
No shade on the show. Go ahead, Jim.
Even Pink Sweats know you.
Pink Sweats is going to know one day, all right? Pink Sweats like, hey, I know that dude.
I know that dude. I write songs, obviously.
He wrote Jimbo.
We're going to do a collab one day, right? No, but usually it just kind of, like you said, come out of the air. Did you ever like write a song like, oh man, that country? How did this country song come to me? Or this song would be great for Justin Bieber? Or you know, you surprise yourself how you get to some of these creations you make.
Nah, I just make music now. Like at the point once I like hit a stride where it's like, I'm just gonna make the kind of music I want, play it for people, and if they like it, they like it. But now I kind of just like do my own thing. So with country, I just would like make country songs. Like I produce them, write the whole thing, and then present them to like whoever I knew in that world. And then I'm like, yo, like anything on here can be changed. Like I'm not trying to give somebody a fully painted picture. Like, oh, don't touch it, don't change it. It's like, nah, I want it to be their song at the end of the day. So sometimes you send out a song and it comes back totally different. Because, like, the person or the artist might have changed so much. So that's why I'm always cautious with saying, like, I wrote this song for this person because, like, it's not the same song that I sent, you know?
Well, but has anybody copied the actual blueprint? I know, like, with Sia and Rihanna, they, you know, she did Diamonds, sounded exactly like Sia's demo. Has anybody actually copied yours?
For mine, I think usually people, they try to change something because it's like you got to make it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people are more conscious, especially when information leaks. So people are more conscious about, like, putting something in there. Like, all right, let me make it a little bit of mine.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever hold back from putting something super personal in your music because you just don't want to go there?
Mm-mm, nah, I feel like I always put, whatever it is that's on my mind right then. You know what I mean? I'll put it in there.
And you're very confident and stuff. So has there ever been a time where you're like, oof, I don't know if I want to do this?
do this as in what?
Be in music.
Like, okay, like get the girl.
Ever
a moment where you're like, with dealing with the industry and all that stuff, where you're like, this is too much for me. I don't want to be.
Yeah, probably when I was a little younger, like when I was like probably like 19, I felt that way because it's like, dang, like there's just a lot of shady people in music, and I come from like obviously I came from an area where it's like you deal with people. But we was all kids, so it was like, I expect kids to do stupid shady stuff, things, you know what I mean? But when I, like, stepped into the adult world, I'm like, these are grown men, like, being shady and, like, trying to take advantage of, essentially, kids. Like, I was 19, like, what do I know about real life yet? So right, it's like, for me, it's like, dang, I don't really know, but, you know, I got a dope uncle, shout out my Uncle Tommy. And, like, you know, he would always just be like, yo, like, coaching me through, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the game. This is what you, you know, facing. Like, you built for it. So, you know, just let it roll off your shoulder. Keep pushing.
So, Pink Sweats. So, when you date,
that's right.
How do you date?
That's my name.
The women. Do they all come like Jazz? She knew that you were coming.
Yeah.
She went and got her a pink
she
uniform.
Actually changed right before.
Oh, God. I did not change.
She was wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
And then like, you know what? She looked. She's like, oh, he got a girl. God,
that's
dog
not
it.
Okay. No, I already did that before. Yeah. I just wanted to be. I figured you were gonna wear pink, so I had to be in style.
You're not wearing your pink now,
right? And I got the sweatshirt behind me. Anyways, what was the question? I forgot.
So when you meet a lot of people, do they all have pink? The women. Before you got your girlfriend, was your girlfriend? Did you meet her? Was she a big Pink fan? I'm always curious because you see people, they have these artists and they start being out there to attract these type of artists.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, fans, I've been on my girl for a long time, but.
So you were before it?
Yeah, before.
But now you go out there and you see women like Jazz who are in the pink. They're pink heads.
And they're beautiful. Like, I mean, I feel like my girl, we have a mutual respect. Like, it's not like I can't look at other women or nothing. Like, she just, like, she see other dudes. It's just. Your own individual confidence that you bring to that situation is like, I don't care who she looking at.
Right.
She might think the dude is attractive. Well, I'm like, yo, why you find another dude attractive? Like, you know what I mean? I'm secure in who I am, so it's whatever.
Cool.
So the song Honesty, this is the, where were you when you wrote the song? Like, what was your mindset?
I was in Airbnb in LA and it was like a legit conversation I had with one of my friends, and she was talking about like her whole love life. She's in entertainment as well, not music, but it was like, okay, cool. And I'm telling her my, like, how I feel about being a songwriter, and like you starting to get success. It's like, all right, like you just start not really trusting people around you as far as like falling in love and stuff like that. So the next day, I woke up, I kind of like was writing this song, and then I thought, I'm like, wait, this the conversation I just had like the other night. So it was, that was like verbatim almost. Like, it was certain things I changed, but it was like almost the
all
same
you.
Conversation.
Yeah. All you. Dope.
Crazy.
So what's next for you? You got any videos coming out? Or?
Working on this album, trying to get it ready. I'm like in the process of producing it. With my boy Michael Keenan and John Hill, it's live. So. Mm.
Almost done, or halfway, or
it's fairly done. It's just like trying to finish the records takes a little longer because a lot of the sounds I'm trying to do them live, so takes a little more effort and like you know digging.
Oh yeah, on Volume 2, you did all the instrument stuff like live, right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
All on your own.
Yeah.
Wow. So what instruments do you play? Guitar.
I feel like I could play all instruments except for like horn instruments. God, it's just...
I wish we had a random instrument now for a challenge. You have your harmonica?
No, I don't. Sorry.
And he wouldn't want to.
I was going to jam with
Pete. I don't think I would want to put my harmonica
on. Come on.
That's one instrument you don't share.
Pretty like, jazz.
Really? That's the question?
Different.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
He's like, honestly, nothing.
I should do that next time I come here. Y'all have like, I'll bring my laptop. I'll make like a beat, a song out of like whatever instruments in here.
Can you freestyle?
Can I freestyle? Like how?
Like
wow? Like whoa? Like
okay.
Slow down.
Like,
so
give him a
roll.
I got you.
Come on,
Jim. J-Mac, hit it.
Pink Swiss in the house. My name is J-Mac, I ain't no mouse.
Whoa.
I'm a freestyle king.
King.
I got $1 million bling.
Bling.
Pink sweats, give them the hook.
Hook. Hook. I got the hook. I got the tree. I got the diamonds. We got the leaves.
Keep on going.
Keep on
it's
going.
It's Pink and Mac. Huh. It's Pink and Mac.
Oh, God. How can you get off? You got a big star here, and you're embarrassing us.
Well, luckily, we have a live performance coming up.
We had a real instrumental.
Next time. You
know? We're about to get a live performance from Pink Sweats later on today.
Oh, so he can't give us nothing right now? Nothing?
If he's
that real?
If you want to do it, I think you should do it.
I saw him. He went and got some water or some coffee for his
He's got some tea.
We want that on camera.
We don't want to get him no love. We ain't giving y'all no promotion.
So you can sing something I can play.
Yeah, a live sample. Whatever you want.
I just want a little hook. My voice, it's cracking. We're gonna wait till we get over there. We need some more tea.
Wait, let me see. I got it.
Y'all should have put auto tune on it. I would have been fine.
I got it.
We could have bamboozled the people.
I want you.
This isn't Max Sweats. It's Pink Sweats. All right, go ahead.
Yo, I hope y'all save that and send that to me because I'm gonna post it.
Sample that.
Nah, that's hilarious. I'm like the silliest R&B person. Probably.
Yo, do you play pranks on your friends or anything in the studio?
Nah, I just like, with me, I just don't take nothing serious. It's like sometimes I wear these pajama things and like people are like, yo, that's dope. And to me, I'm like, this shit is stupid. I just don't care.
So you just messing with people.
No, I'm not messing with people. It's just, I don't care. I'm going to wear whatever I want to wear, but I'm not like, oh, this is a fashion statement. I was like, pajamas are comfortable, so I like wearing them when I'm on stage sometimes.
Do you pay attention to the critics and like read the comments and all that stuff, or now you're not into it?
Nah, I mean, my friends sometimes will like laugh about them. They're like, yo, this one is super funny. And like, what you dying laughing? I'm like, yeah, that was really good.
Would a Grammy or American Music Award mean anything to you for this new album you're doing? I mean, is that important, or is it just pretty much you're just doing your own thing? And if it comes, it comes.
I feel like if it comes, it comes. But, you know, definitely, I feel like that's something out. Like, it's in the back of my head, like, okay. If we did have that though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't want to like make my whole purpose about an award. Even though I would appreciate that, my vision is bigger than that right now.
Well, I think you can come out with your own line of Pink Sweats, definitely for sure, fashion.
Oh yeah,
yes.
That's on the way. You know what I mean? We got the hats. Oh, this ain't the one. I'm salty. Pope, send me that too, because this is not the hat. Shout out Kid Super. Brooklyn, that's Kid Super's in Brooklyn. He makes fire clothes.
Fire clothes.
For real, he's tight.
Y'all and let everybody know your Instagram handles and Twitter and all that so they can check you out too on social media.
You guys can check me out at Pink Sweats and on Twitter at Real Pink Sweats.
Dope. And we're gonna get a live taste of you performing coming up next. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Honesty.
Appreciate you checking out the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. Make sure you share, like it, tell your friends, even tell a foe. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show podcast. And of course, you can listen to the Mad Hatter Morning Show weekdays at 97.9 The Box, 5 to 10 Central, and download the app 97.9 The Box. We appreciate it.